Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, the Advocate will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to the one who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Advocate to you. And having come, the Advocate will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, you will be guided into all the truth. For the Spirit will not speak out of the Spirit's own authority, but will speak whatever the Spirit hears, and will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit will glorify me, taking what is mine and declaring it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Christ is risen. Good to hear you say that. It's good for us all to hear. We need to be heard. We need to have our voice heard. We need to be believed. We need to be in dialogue with one another to know that we're really around, that we really matter. Thinking about the Me Too movement of women speaking out against abusers as a great instruction of the vital necessity to be heard. And of course, to be believed. It's really a matter of life and death in some situations. That the truth of things hidden be revealed, as we say, for life. So the Me Too movement is a very dramatic and powerful example of our general need to be heard, to be believed. For when we are not heard, when we have no voice in our community or within our relationships, when no one appears to be listening, we fall into despair, perhaps into anger, into self-doubt, even self-destruction. Or when whole groups of people are not heard, they are devalued, excluded, the recipients of prejudice and violence. The Gospel of John, in which we have been dwelling for about the last 5 or 6 weeks, and all about Jesus' farewell speech here, because he is leaving, and it seems almost as if he were abandoning his disciples, his friends. But the whole Gospel of John is about being heard, about bringing people into the conversation, about hearing, about believing, about abiding, being in community, belonging. Think about all the great encounters of this gospel. Jesus' conversations with the woman at the well, and in that conversation how it unfolds as she gradually understands her own life and understands her relationship to Jesus and the gifts that he brings, and her own empowerment from being heard and then empowered to speak. Or the conversation with Nicodemus, how Jesus tries to take a leader of the church and bring him along to self-understanding and belief. Or the man born blind, and how his conversation with the leaders of the church is intended to come to a self-realization and an understanding of who Jesus is and the gifts that Jesus brings. Even Jesus' own opponents, the intention is for them to be heard and understood and to be transformed. And of course, his disciples, you and me as well. These conversations are always based upon Jesus' attention, his concern, his abiding, his attitude of care and life toward those whom he encounters, and his interest in those. These conversations are always designed for the partners to hear, to speak, to discover the truth about themselves, about ourselves, and also the truth about Jesus, why he came, who he is, what he has to give us. Today, Jesus is acknowledging, promising to his disciples, and we believe as we gather this day, promising also to us, that the conversation will not end. It will not end because he is leaving. In fact, his leaving ensures that the conversation will continue, that truth will continue, that we will understand who we are and our purpose and our relationship to God through Christ Jesus. In the Spirit, Jesus will remain, will abide, will attend to us, will converse daily. There are these allusions at the beginning of the lesson to the beginning, and it always throws us back to the beginning of the Gospel of John, where Jesus says, the writer says that in the beginning the Word was with God and the Word was God. But Jesus reminds us that the very creation and structure of the universe are founded on such conversations of God speaking a word and life emerging. And then the Word made flesh, the Word of redemption and salvation dwelling among us. And now the Word continuing with us and in us through the Advocate, the conversation partner, the Holy Spirit. I like the motto of the United Church of Christ, God is still speaking. Today, we acknowledge that once more and give thanks for the Spirit and the interaction that we have. That means God is attending to us, leading us into the truth, leading us into life. These great Trinitarian understandings of creation, redemption, sanctification. We are created in the image of God. And as such, we long to be heard, to be acknowledged, to be attended, to be in relationship. And if that is the image in which we are created, God longs also to be heard, to be believed, trusted, also to be in relationship. It's the purpose for which Jesus came, to restore our relationship with God. Especially in the Gospel of John, sin itself is understood as broken relationship between God, to whom we don't listen often enough, and between ourselves. You know, that's the worst problems we have to contend with, our own contentiousness with one another. Not listening or not hearing. Aren't we generally in conversations where we're not really listening to the other, we're just preparing our argument for how we're going to convince the other. But not trusting, listening only to our voice, no others, excluding often. But the Advocate, it says, will prove the world wrong about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. That always seemed to be a mysterious phrase to me, but all of this will only be proved with Jesus leaving, that is, with his death upon the cross. This event, which was done by the world to shut Jesus up forever. But it actually brings about the ongoing conversation, resurrection conversation, conversation of truth, the conversation of life. The cross shows that sin is determined to destroy our relationship with God and one another, and that our own failure to listen to God and others for life contributes to the crucifixion. But the righteousness of relationship is restored, actually, never broken between Jesus and the Creator. Jesus dies, rises, and ascends to the Creator. And judgment, the power of death, the power of lies, the power of silencing others, can only be based, we see, upon death and violence. But the truth of the resurrection is confirmed in forgiveness, the refusal to seek retribution and vengeance, and so also in the promise of life that comes with conversation of truth and forgiveness. The Spirit of truth comes with Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, the Advocate who speaks with us and for us. In our lesson, Jesus says that there are many more things to say to the disciples, to us, words of life, but we can only make sense in our lives, in our context. That's when we can hear them. That's when the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, guides us into all truth. The Spirit of truth, which is Jesus' Spirit of forgiveness, of welcome, of nonviolence, of life, will guide us into this truth, will guide us into conversation, as my confirmand said, with our friends, but also with our enemies, in relationship, interaction with others, so that life is promoted. The Spirit takes what is Jesus, that is life, resurrection life, and declares it to us in conversation, in reflection, in dialogue, in scripture, in worship. This conversation is a daily event, a daily dying and rising, we say, daily coming to the truth of ourselves and the need for forgiveness and the promise of life in Christ. As in creation, what is God's is given to us. So in resurrection life, and now the Spirit declares it to you. So the Spirit sends now and guides us in our encounters with others to listen, to speak, to declare God's good news to all. Christ is risen.